G'day, welcome to Todd's Kitchen. As you all know, there are literally thousands of cake recipes out there, but today I'm going to share one of my favourite and it tastes delish. So join me today as I make my version of a cream cheese pound cake. Okay, so to start off with, into a mixing bowl, we're going to place in 1.5 cups or 3 sticks of softened butter. And then to that, 250 grams of softened cream cheese. So now we're going to mix this for about, say, 3 to 4 minutes, just till it's well combined and nice and soft. Okay, so it's all nice and smooth and creamy. So now I have 3 cups of sugar, and we're just going to slowly add it in a little bit at a time, just until it's completely mixed through. Okay, so the sugar's been mixed through. Next I have 6 eggs, and we're just going to add in one at a time. And we're just gonna let that beat through, and then we're gonna add the second, third, and so forth. So just give it about, say, 5 to 10 seconds between each egg. Okay, so next we're just going to add a pinch of salt, just to enhance the flavor. And a tablespoon of vanilla extract. And finally, I'm going to add in 3 cups of sifted, all-purpose plain flour. And on low speed, we're just going to mix that through until it's just combined. Okay, and lastly, I have a springform pan that I've lined the base with non-stick baking paper and given it a quick grease. So we just simply place our batter right into our pan. And just spread it out just so it's all nice and uniform. Okay, so once done, we're going to place this into a preheated oven at 150 degrees Celsius or about 300 degrees Fahrenheit for 1 hour and 40 minutes. Okay, so I've taken our cake out of the oven and I've let it cool down for about 1/2 hour and it is ready. Now, as you notice, there's some cracking on top, and from my personal experience, that is perfect. That's exactly how you want it. If it hasn't cracked, it's too soft. What actually happens is when it gets to this stage, the outer crust is kind of like a candy flavor and texture. So long story short, if it's not cracked, it's not gonna taste as good. Now, you don't have to do anything fancy. What I like to do is just ice it with some icing sugar or powdered sugar. Now you can serve it any way you like, whether it be some whipped cream, some carnation milk, or some evaporated milk. But no matter how you have this cream cheese pound cake, I know it's going to taste simply delish. So it really is an incredibly simple and easy cake to make. The preparation for this cake is incredibly easy and fast to do. The only agonizing part is the long wait in the oven. But when you have some, it's going to be worth it. So thank you for watching this episode of Todd's Kitchen. As always, I'll leave a list of ingredients down below, as well as links to my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Home Handy Hints channel. And please do me a massive favour by giving this video a thumbs up, leave a comment and subscribe, and I'll see you next time for another delicious recipe.